Some choose to preserve their culture the way it is. Others innovate. Inspired by the bands who modernized Irish folk in the 1970s, Lunasa have won all manner of awards and risen to become one of Ireland's most lauded folk groups. But they recently faced a problem, as our reviewer Chris Nixon explains.
When it came time to make their sixth album, Shay, instrumental band Lunasa faced a dilemma. Their longtime guitarist, the rhythmically propulsive Donna Hennessy, had left. How could they replace him? The answer, for this recording at least, was to use two guitarists, one on softer nylon string and the other playing twangy steel string. Together, they bring fresh voices, texture and energy to a band at a crossroads, as their duet work on Glenn Trasna shows. What really sets Lunasa apart is the remarkable way they mix wind and strings, something not so common in Irish music. The flute and mournful Illan pipes interweave with gorgeous subtlety between the fiddle and guitar to create an airy tapestry. The material, both original and traditional, becomes a springboard for explorations that go beyond folk, dipping toes into chamber music, jazz, and beyond. There's an understated virtuosity and gentle curiosity to the sound, as they show on this cut, The Dingleberries. Lunasa's trademarks have always been the subtle rhythmic segues between tunes and the way they ratchet up the intensity during each set of music. Shay doesn't disappoint on either count. This isn't an album that treads water. If anything, the new blood spurs them to push harder than ever before. There's real passion in the performances. With Shay, Lunasa have moved forward to happily open a new chapter in their career.
The latest album from Lunasa is called Shay. Our reviewer is Chris Nixon. Happy St. Patrick's Day from All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.